بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May the peace, blessings and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you all. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, Jannah, on your favorite listening station, Radio Islam International. We welcome you to this program and we remind you of the different segments of this program, meaning of Muslim names, translations of Arabic nasheeds, as well as the drama stories of the pious, and also the du'as. We are learning some of the du'as from the Sunnah, and also some of the du'as from the Qur'an, and some of the ma'thur du'a of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and the pious people. All this in this program, inshallah. We hope that you listen attentively and benefit from this program, and it's an interactive program. That means you can call in, inshallah, for recommendations of nasheeds, and also for the meaning of Muslim names. The number to dial is 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. And the email is onair@radioislam.co.za. Alright, we start our program learning some of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O ma'thur du'a, O sahaba, sahaba du'a. So we are today's du'a is actually a sunnah du'a from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a masnoon du'a. And it is a du'a indeed which protects the person from falling into evil. This du'a is helpful. And it's a du'a where you request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have khishyah and taqwa. Khishyah is another variant of the name taqwa, the word taqwa, khishyah. Khishyatullah, which is the fear of Allah. And taqwa also have the same meaning, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear to displease Him. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this wonderful dua, and I'm sure many of our listeners already learned this dua or already heard it before. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyik wa min al-yaqin ma tuhawwin bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya. Beautiful dua and short dua as well. There's some continuation for this dua, but we'll just learn the first two statements of the dua, and we hope that we continue to recite it and read it, hoping in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, so the dua says, Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. O Allah, grant us some khishya that will prevent us from falling into sins and into disobedience to you. And the khishya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important when we look at it. If a person have in his heart the khishya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's thinking of Allah, he's conscious of Allah, even if he's alone and nobody can see him, he remember, oh, Allah can see me, I mustn't do that. Then obviously you won't think of doing the sin. Why? Because you remember and you know and in your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching over you. So when someone is watching, When you know someone is watching you, your father is watching you, your son is watching you, and you want to do some evil action, you will fear that, you know what, oh, I can't do it in front of my son. I can't do it in front of my father. So, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أحق أن تخشاه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worth to be feared and worth to be, that you be conscious of. And one of the hadith of Rasulullah, this reminds me of one of the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said that people will come on the Day of Judgment with hasanat, with mountains of hasanat. Mountains of hasanat. Like the Tuhama mountains. And Rasulullah gives observable example to the Sahaba. Tuhama mountains, very big mountains in Saudi Arabia. And then the Rasulullah continues and says, Allah will make all these mountains as if it's nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will perish all these mountains, will destroy it all, and will not be counted. All these mountains of hasanat, of rewards. The Sahaba said, and why, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why? Those people who came with such great mountains of hasanat on the Day of Judgment, why it will be destroyed and it won't be counted? He said, there are people like you. There will be people like you, making same salah like you, same zakah like you, same things like you, exactly, same ibadah like you. Believers like you and everything. And then, so what is the problem? He said, they are people, when they are alone, and the chances of committing sins come to them, they just do it. They just do the sin. There is no khashya from Allah, no consciousness of Allah, nothing at all. When they just alone, they commit the sin. When they are in front of people, they can't commit the sin. So they are fearing people more than fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are more conscious of people more than they are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people, they'll come on the day of judgment with mountains of hasanat. May Allah protect us. Mountains of hasanat. Salah, ibadah, fasting, everything. And it goes away. Everything that they have done from good actions, from rewards, it will be perished. It will go away. Why? Just because when they are in front of people, they avoid making the sin, and when they are alone and the chances of the sin come into them, they just do it. May Allah protect us from this. And because of this, they deserve that all the hasanat, whatever they have done, it's gone. It's gone because of that. That's why it's very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making this dua. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Oh Allah, grant us some khashya, some consciousness of you, so that when we are alone, we will stop doing the sin. We will not think of doing that sin. Why? Because our actions, our good deeds and our rewards may just fade away and just go away by just looking like that. Looking at haram, doing haram alone, and not fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is wonderful dua indeed. The second statement says, وَمِنَ الْيَقِينِ مَا تُهَوِّنُ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا مَصَائِبَ الدُّنْيَا. And from yaqeen, from conviction, what you will make, what that conviction that makes any calamity, any problem, any trouble that we face in this dunya, it facilitates for us, makes it easy for us. It makes us face this problem and calamity with serenity and peace in our heart. Some people might face difficulties. Obviously, all of us make difficulties, but not all of us suffer from difficulties. All of us face difficulties, yes. All of us face problems, yes. This is the nature of life. It's not paradise. So you will be befalled by some problems, some troubles, some death, some shortage of money, poverty, so on. Allah said that in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. You will be tested by these things. Shortage of money, shortage of wealth, children, wives, so on. And then this is the test from Allah. But not every one of us, when he is befalled by such tests and calamities, he is suffering from it and he is crying over it and he blaming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Not everyone like that. Some people are patient. Some people are steadfast. Some people accept the qada of Allah and is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have that serenity in their heart because they still have Allah. When they are befooled by troubles, calamities, problems, diseases, sicknesses, an average person, an ordinary person who is far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he might feel suffering, you know, troubled, complaining to everyone about it. But the one who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conviction, he won't be that person who complain to people about Allah's qada. And he won't be that person who is suffering from such problems, but he'll just be happy and content and receive it with peace and by saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah they belong and to Allah will return. This is not the end of life, there's still another one. So this is a wonderful dua by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma qasim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik wa min al-yaqeen ma tuhawwinu bihi alayna masa'ib ad-dunya wa sallillahumma ala sayyidina Muhammad.
تباركت الديار تباركت الديار تباركت الديار تباركت الديار تباركت الديار بساكنيها وبورك في النساء الفاضلات جميل يا ديار بأن تسامى بناتك بالدروس الفاضلات تباركت الديار بساكنيها وبورك في النساء الفاضلات جميل يا ديار بأن تسامى فناسك بالدروس النافعات.
فمن نهر العلوم نهلنا علما تجلى في عقول النابهات، وأخلاقا وآدابا وفضلا يباهين الشموس الساطعات.
فمن نهر العلوم نهلنا علما تجلى في عقول
The first Nishina of Lesso today, Tabarakat al-Diyar, Bisakiniha, Waburika fi Nisa'i al-Fadilati, speaks about some places of knowledge, some schools of knowledge, and specifically teaching the female students, and says, blessed are the homes which teaches the Qur'an to the females, and blessed are the women who are teaching the Qur'an to people. It's wonderful that in these houses, great lessons are being taught. From the fountains of knowledge they drink, it lightens their minds. With the manners and ethics, they are more brightened than the sun. The iman in the hearts is so strong. They love the truth without any modification. Surely, the homes of the Quran are always brilliant with these mindful and well-mannered girls.
هنيئاً يا فتاة على كتاج هو القرآن هو القرآن يسمو بالصفات وخير العلم تحفظه حدود.
Congratulations to all the sisters who finish حفظ القرآن. Indeed, it's the crown of the Quran, illuminating their faces and life with many good morals and manners, and no doubt that it's the best ilm, the treasure of the Qur'an in the hearts of those who recite it. Qur'an is indeed a permanent happiness, a pure soul, a bright light even after death, forgiveness from Allah, the Most Merciful, and a way to the eternal paradise.
سرور دائم وصفاء أقبل يا حافظ القرآن ولتسمع الدنيا هداك
رتل وزيد من منهل القرآن واقرأ وحرك نشوة الإيمان وعى القلوب بقول بارئها الذي يجلو القلوب برحمة الرحمن رتل وزيد من منهل القرآن واقرأ وحرك نشوة الإيمان وعى القلوب بقول بارئها الذي يجلو القلوب برحمة الرحمن
واحفظ من القرآن في أجزائه وابرز وكن من حامل القرآن.
Recite and learn from the fountains of the Quran. Read and stir the emotions of Iman. Guide the hearts towards the teachings of the Creator and enlighten the spirits with the mercy of the Most Merciful.
إشعاعهم متجدد اللمعاني ما خاب من كان الكتاب إمامه إبراسه الهادي إلى الديان
سبحان منزله بليلة قدره درب الهداية واضحة التبيان.
Glory be to Allah who sent it down on the night of power to be the way of guidance and light. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited it to the worlds which were eager for the drops of guidance.
درب الهداية واضحة التبيان يتلوه أحمد للدنا وهي التي عطشت لقطر هداية هتاني
حسنا وآتت أكلها بتداني لو كان أنزل فوق طود شامخ لرأيته متصدع الأركان
يا
if the Quran was revealed upon a great mountain, indeed you would have seen it shattered out of the fear of Allah. O you who memorize the Quran, go ahead, step forward on the guidance of the Quran. Don't be in haste whilst reading in order not to forget and misunderstand its meaning.
هونا فسير في الأرض لا تعجل بها ما أنت للتقصير والهديان
من عباد للمهيم طالما فاتوا قياما دامع الأجفان يدعون ربهم ليصرف عنهم مرأى جهنم ألسن النيران
يا حامل القرآن يا شبل الهدى.
This was the second nasheed in our list for today. Right now, inshallah, we'll be listening to one of the drama stories of the pious, after which, inshallah, we'll be taking your calls for the meaning of Muslim names. Stay tuned.
Well done, Tamir. You have become such a skillful carpenter.
It's all because of you, my father. You who taught me all of this. Without you, I wouldn't have known this job.
May Allah bless you, my son, and grant you halal sustenance always.
Ameen, ameen. I feel you should rest now, father, and I will look after you. You have worked a lot during your life.
You already look after me, my son. I'm pleased with you. I will work until I help you to get married. Then after that, I will be happy and I will rest.
Married? How can I get married? And who will marry me when I have nothing? And I've just started working as a carpenter. You know, marriage costs a lot, especially in our country.
Just rely on Allah, son. Make a lot of istighfar and do your work properly. And you will see Allah opening for you doors from where you even do not count. And you will marry the best woman in Baghdad.
Inshallah. I only want to marry one girl.
Seems you already have someone in your mind.
Yes, father.
Who?
Jazia.
The daughter of Sheikh Hassan?
Yes.
But her father is such a noble man. And he's rich as well. I'm afraid they will not accept because we are poor people and living in a simple house.
Well, this is my fear also. But let's try.
So since you like the girl, let us make plan first before we go to them.
Plan? What plan?
Will you listen to me?
I always listen to you, father. And I always obey you, hoping for the barakah of Allah.
I suggest that we work together very hard for a few months first and make some money before we go to them. Then we sell our house here.
Sell our house? Then where will I live when we married?
Be patient, son. We will put the money which we collected from our work together with the money which we got from selling the house. Then we buy a better, big house for us in the center of the city, near Sheikh Hassan's house.
And why is that?
Because our house is small, and they might refuse that their daughter lives among us in such a small house. Every family, son, look for a good husband for their daughter, who they think he is able to look after her. You are a good man, indeed, and a skillful carpenter. But the only thing that is missing is the house. Let us work. Let us work to buy a nice big house first that will be suitable for me, your mother, and also you and your wife.
Okay, father, as you like.
So you are leaving us, Sheikh Hassan? After all these years in Baghdad, you intend to travel? What a sad time.
Don't be sad, Kamil. I have to leave and travel to Mecca to live there because of my trade. I have to follow my trade, Kamil. And this is not the first time I have to travel.
next story, Uncle Kamil, we will meet again, inshallah. Can't be feared.
You are also leaving us, Jazia?
Yes, Uncle Kamil, I can't leave my father. I must go with him and look after him.
What about your house, your school? You leave all that?
I will learn there in Mecca, inshallah. And as for the house, I think my father intends selling it.
Yes, Kamil, and this is exactly what I want to speak to you about.
Inna lillah, we will miss you a lot, Sheikh Hassan.
You too, Kamil, and all the good people in Baghdad. I want to sell my house, and I will leave the keys with you. And you make this deal. You sell the house for me.
And the money? What will I do with the money?
Send me the money with my caravan, which will move next month, inshallah.
Inshallah, I will do so.
Nastawdi'ukum Allah.
Fi amanillah. May Allah keep you safe, and you live in peace and comfort there in Makkah.
Fi amanillah, Uncle Kamil. We'll see you again, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, son.
Father, wa alaikum assalam. How are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
You look a bit sad.
I have some bad news for you.
Bad news? What happened? Was the money not enough to find a house? We worked so hard for 8 months now, and we sold our house for a good price.
No, the money is enough, and I even found a good house and bought it. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So what's the matter now?
Do you know whose house I bought?
Who?
I bought Sheikh Hassan's house.
Sheikh Hassan's house? How come? And where will he stay? Oh, do you mean he bought another house in Baghdad?
Sheikh Hassan migrated from Baghdad a few months ago, son.
What? Migrated? Where?
To Mecca. He gave permission to one of his friends to sell the house. So when I was looking for a house, I came to know about this issue from him. So I just bought the house.
Alas, I wanted to buy a house so I could marry his daughter. Now, his daughter is gone.
Be patient, son. You can marry any other girl. Baghdad is full of good, pious girls.
No, no. I want to marry this girl specifically, father. I will follow them and I will get engaged to her.
Do you want to travel and leave me and your mother to suffer at this old age? Fear Allah.
But father, I like this girl. Please, let me go.
Even if I let you go, do you think it's easy to find such a businessman who travels every day to different places? And maybe he left Mecca and went to some other country. Stay with us. Stay with us, son. Be patient. Insha'Allah, you will find Allah compensating you for looking after your parents and for being patient and for accepting Allah's will.
Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Father, what are you doing there?
I'm removing this wall.
Why?
To make the lounge more bigger. We don't need all these rooms. The house is very big. We are only three. Come help me. Come.
Okay, I'm coming.
Of golden coins?
It's a lot of treasure, father.
Yes, it was hidden here in the wall.
It's ours. We bought the house.
No, son, it's not ours. It's the treasure of Sheikh Hassan, the old owner of the house.
How come? We bought the entire house from him, and all that it contains must belong to us now.
No, son, believe me, it belongs to him. We didn't know that the house contained this treasure. It is even more than the price of the house, which we paid.
So what are we going to do now?
I really don't know. The man migrated and left the country. And we don't know where is he now.
Father, I've got an idea.
I don't know how we didn't think about this before. What is it?
Didn't you buy the house from one of the friends of Sheikh Hassan?
Yes, his name is Kamil. He is also a trader. And he lives not far from here. Do you mean we should go to him and give him the treasure to give it to Sheikh Hassan?
No. Why should we give such a big amount to him? He will steal it. We don't know him.
So what must we do then?
We'll just ask him about Sheikh Hassan's address in Mecca. Then we travel to him and give him the treasure. And also make Hajj. And at the same time, we ask him for his daughter's hand.
Not a bad idea. But if we go together, what about your mother? Who will look after your mother?
We will take her with us, of course. She wanted to make Hajj. She will be very happy.
Till now it's a good idea. But what if the man refused to marry you his daughter? Or maybe she is married already.
Then we won't lose anything. At least all of us will be performing our Hajj and also give him his treasure.
All right. I like that. Let me go now to Kamil and ask him for the address of Sheikh Hassan in Mecca.
Okay, but don't tell him anything about the treasure.
Okay, son. Okay. Yes, indeed you were right, son.
Inshallah, the first thing to do is to visit the Kaaba, then leave our mother there, and then go for Sheikh Hassan to give him his treasure.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, brothers.
Is this the business of Sheikh Hassan al-Baghdadi?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. We are Hujjaj from Baghdad, where Sheikh Hassan comes from. And we would like to meet him, please.
Okay, just a moment, please. You can come, brothers.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaba. Imad the carpenter here in Mecca and his skillful son also. What a good fortune.
Jazakallahu khayran, Sheikh Hassan. We missed you so much since you left Baghdad.
Jazakallah, we missed you too. But you know the trader is always following his trade.
May Allah make it easy for you.
I got the news that you bought my house.
Yes, and in fact, this is what brought us here today.
What's the matter? Is there a problem with the house?
No. Your house is indeed a blessed house. We are honored to live in Sheikh Hassan's house.
So then, what's the matter?
In fact, uncle, when we were extending the lounge in the house and removing some walls, we found in the wall a jar filled with golden coins. So we said, no doubt, it belongs to Sheikh Hassan and we must give it back to him. It is an amana.
Subhanallah. You have come all this distance just to give me this jar of treasure? What honest people you are.
Jazakallahu khayran. Here is the jar. It's filled with treasure. Golden coins.
No, wallahi I won't take it.
Why?
I am not less honest than you. This jar doesn't belong to me also.
How? Wasn't this your house?
Yes, it was an old house. I inherited it from my family, but I didn't hide any treasure in it. And I sold it as it is.
But what must we do with this treasure?
Take it for yourself. It's not mine. You already bought the house and all what is in it. So it's yours.
No, we cannot accept this, Sheikh Hassan. This treasure is yours. We bought the house, not the jar.
Wallah, please, I cannot take this money.
Even us, we cannot take it. We will never eat haram money.
I suggest we go to the Qadi of Mecca. I know him very well. He is a pious and wise man, and he will settle this matter, inshallah, because I am afraid to take haram money, and you too.
Okay, as you like, Sheikh Hassan, as you like.
This is the most strange issue I have seen in my life. Both of you are so honest, so much so, that you don't want to accept the treasure.
It belongs to the one that bought the house, Qadi.
No, Qadi, it belongs to Sheikh Hassan. Because we bought the house only, not the jar of treasure.
Calm down, calm down. It's a difficult matter indeed. Tell me, Imad, do you have a son?
Yes, Qadi, my son Ali. There is he sitting there. Ali? Ali?
All right, good. Tell me, Sheikh Hassan, don't you have a young daughter by the name of Jazia, if I remember?
Yes, Qadi. My daughter Jazia is living with me here in Mecca. You saw her when you visited us last week.
Okay, good. Then here's my solution. Let the son of Himad marry your daughter Jazia and prepare the marriage and the house from the treasure and give them the rest of the treasure to spend on themselves and make their own business.
Very good solution, Qadi. I accept. I accept. If Imad and his son accepts, I accept.
We accept, of course. We accept.
Alhamdulillah, son. Hey, you got it. Allah compensated you. And because of your patience, you not only will marry the girl, but also take the treasure all together.
Yes. And perform a hajj as well. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
أقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما.
Radio Islam signed a code of conduct with the BCCSA. Under that code, we are committed to news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programs that are not harmful to children. Does not amount to hate speech, the description of gratuitous violence, or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, inform the BCCSA. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Email bccsa@napsa.co.za. Please note our new address and telephone number. Block number 8, Burnside Island Office Park, 410 Jan Smuts Avenue, Craig Hall 2196. Telephone number 011-326-3130. Fax number 011-326-3197. For more information, visit bccsa.co.za.
At Pick and Pay, you'll save this week on Danone Nutriday Smooth Low Fat Yogurt, assorted 8x100 grams, $12.90. Nestle Nido 3+ Prebio 1.8 kg, R175. Pick and Pay No Name Extra Large Eggs, 30s, $38.90. Twin Saver 2-ply Toilet Tissue, 9s, $39.90. Pacomo Wheat Bix, 900 grams, buy 2 for $55.90. And with Brand Match now checking 2,000 branded grocery items, your trolley may cost less with us, but never more. It's called Brand Match. It's only at Pick and Pay. T's and C's apply. Prices valid 30 July to 2nd August. Prices apply to Gauteng stores only.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Eu gostava de dizer para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Beres Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Beres Motor Spares, 48 Peter 8th Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Attention all traders, supermarkets and spazas. Visit Devlin Cash & Carry for all your deep cut specials on all listed groceries. Distributors of the widest range of household detergents and perishable goods. Open 7 days a week. Devlin Cash & Carry. Call 011-989-8800. Corner Klepkas and Person Road, Devlin.
نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى من الرحمن يهدينا به للصالحات وللمكارم والتقى نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا مشرقا وهدى من الرحمن يهدينا به للصالحات وللمكارم والتقى هذا كتاب الله أعلم منهل أنعم به من مورد لمن استقى قد صانه رب العباد بحفظه وحماه حتى لا يضيع
طوبى لمن حفظ الكتاب بصدره فبدا وضيئا كالنجوم تألقا وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلق
حنالي أنت لا أخشى
In minutes to 12 and you're listening to Radio Islam International. Welcome back to our program Jannah. And right now, inshallah, we are discussing the meaning of Muslim names. You can call us directly on the number 011-854-1548 and ask you all your questions related to names. Inshallah, we'll try to help you in this program and give you the meaning of names. Waiting on the engineering board, Brother Ziad, inshallah, will be taking your calls, 011-854-1548. You can also email us. The email is onair@radioislam.co.za or my personal email, jad@radioislam.co.za. And you are welcome, inshallah, to call us and ask all your questions directly right now. In each program, we recommend for you to give good names to the children. The good names are these names that carry good meanings, especially names in the Arabic language is recommended, names of Sahaba, names of Tabi'een, names of pious people, names of prophets also recommended names, names that came in the Noble Quran, all these are recommended names. And of course you can keep any names in any language as long as it have good meaning and common amongst the Muslims or known as a Muslim name. This is to be known from your name, you know, when some people just hear your name, they recognize, okay, this is a Muslim. By just saying your name. So it's very important also to keep the names that is more common amongst the Muslims. Will show your identity as well. Alright, we're waiting for your calls. 011-854-1548. Brother Ziad, do you have any other calls? Okay, we're still waiting for your calls on 011-854-1548 and we will be giving you some recommendations of names right now, inshallah. The first name while we're waiting for your calls, the name Hussein. Hussein is a good name for boys, and was the name of one of the grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina al-Hussein. Hussein means beautiful, handsome. It's a good name for boys, the name Hussein. And also Hassan have the same meaning. Hassan also have the same meaning, which is beautiful and handsome. Alright, moving on, and we recommend another name. The name this time for females, the name Nada. Nada. N-A-D-A. Nada is a female name and it means fresh, like the water of the dawn. Also it means generous. Nada also means generous and it's a good name for girls. Nada. Moving on, the name Amin. Amin is a boy name and it was a title given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the name Amin means trustworthy. Amin means trustworthy. We have a call online. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, I'm listening. What's your question?
Your name is Hafsa.
Yes, Hafsa is a good name. Means brave like a lion. It's a female name, and one of the sahabiyat, one of the female companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife Sayyida Hafsa bint Umar radiallahu anha.
And how do you write it in Arabic?
In Arabic, ha, fa, sad, and round ta.
And how do you pronounce it?
We pronounce it Hafsa.
Hafsa.
Yes.
Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyak. Jazakumullah khair. Okay, let's go to the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, my engineer is still busy taking the call. While he's busy, we'll be giving another name. Okay, you put the call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
I'd just like to find out, how's the name Muntaha? Can you keep the name Muntaha?
Muntaha.
Si.
Muntaha means the end. It's not a proper name for a child. And we recommend another one. It's not a bad name, but it's not like a proper name, you know, like to call your child the end.
Oh, I see.
That's okay. The meaning of Muntaha.
Jazakallah.
All right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sister, I'm listening.
What's the meaning of the name Nirosha?
Nirosha.
Si.
Nirosha is a Persian name. Just keep on listening. We'll try and get the correct meaning in Persian dictionary.
Okay, Jazakallah.
Right, Jazakumullah khair. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, still busy with this call. My engineer is giving me the name Barira. Barira means righteous, and Barira is also some of the Sahabiyat names. It's a good name for girls, Barira. And it was said also that Rasulullah changed this name, and the occasion was that they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that she is purifying herself, her soul, because of this name. So he changed that name. But however, the name itself, in essence, is a good name, Barira. And it can be kept. Moving on to my email. Received the email. Also, you can email us on air@radioislam.co.za. The name Juwayriya. Juwayriya means servant. Servant of Allah, of course. Sahabiya's name. The name Maria is also a good name. And the name of one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. Maria means pure white. One in fair in complexion. Maryam. Also a good name, and refers to the one, the Sayyidah Maryam, the mother of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and it's a good name to the females, of course. The name Maryam is a good name. Right, do you have callers online? Okay, we'll be taking, inshallah, last few calls before we end our program. You can call us directly on 011-854-1548. And while we're waiting for your calls, we will also recommend some names for both boys and girls as we're going. We have this time a female name, the name Ilham. We spoke about it before, Ilham, which means, Ilham means inspiration, inspiration. The name, Nirosha, in some Hindu dictionary, the name Nirosha is a goddess, Lakshmi. So it won't be a proper name to be kept. It means goddess. And of course, in Islam, we don't have that. We don't have goddess. We have only one God. Right? So it won't be proper to keep that name. We have another call online. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I'm listening.
The name Nuwayla.
Nuwayla.
With a N. Nuwayla.
Okay. Nuwayla is a good name. It means obtainer, winner. And some Sahabiya got the name Naila, which, and the diminutive is Nuwayla.
Okay, and is there a name like Zahra, Z-A-R-A?
It's Zahra, but people pronounce the name and altered it from time to time, and they pronounce it Zahra, but it's Zahra, the proper pronunciation, Z-A-H-R-A, and it means flower and flourishing, and it was a title given to Sayyida Fatima, radiallahu anha.
Sumayya?
Sumayya. Si. Sumayya means elevated and noble, and also a Sahabiya's name. عند ذاكم الله خير ومهما كان مهما صار أنت حبيبتي أنت زوجتي أنت حبيبتي أنت تضيق بي الحياة إذا بها يوما تبرمت
حتى أحقق ما تمنيت عنائي أنت فارتهني بدفء الحب ما عشت فروحانا قد اختلفا كمثل الأرض والنبت
For that day which would change your life, your love's found a way on this beautiful day. It's the best day of your life, inshallah, a day to celebrate, a special day with blessings all around. Let's raise our hands and pray to Allah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma. بينكما في خير آمين. We pray that you both grow in each other's love and do everything for the sake of Allah. Oh, love is a place where we can reside with happiness on our lives. Inshallah, a day to celebrate, a special day with blessings all around. Let's raise our hands and pray to Allah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a bainakuma. Two hearts have become one. Subhanallah, your love's begun. Zawajun mubarakun. Nikahun mubarakun. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa بينكما في خير. بارك الله لكما وبارك عليكما.